It's time for our weekly chat featuring weekend arts and cultural events with Rich Copley and Harriet Hendren of the Lexington Herald Leader. One of the events on their agenda this weekend is a concert by the Lexington Philharmonic.
They have a concert this weekend that combines work by Jan Sibelius, who is a well-known Finnish composer, and one of his works, Finlandia, which celebrates that Northern European landscape, is on the program, along with a piece by Christopher Theophanidis, I think I pronounced this correctly, a newer work that was premiered in 2014 called The Northern Lights. And the really cool thing about this concert is that there will be a film accompanying The Northern Lights of Northern Lights. Filmmaker Jose Francisco Salgado went to Canada, and I think he went to some other, I think he went to part of Europe too, but to film this phenomenon.
But it's something everyone should see, so I'm so glad they're going to have that there to help you visualize what it's like up there.
Yeah, it's interesting because Salgado has done some films for other works like Holes the Planets to accompany pieces, but this piece was actually written to accompany the film, so it'll
be a
really interesting presentation just to see how they pair the Northern Lights and the music. But there is a lot going on outside too, where, like we said, it's going to be a little bit crispier this weekend than we've had lately.
There are no shortage of events this weekend. There is the Lexington Children's Theater production of Frankenstein.
Very timely.
Yes, which begins this weekend. So, and also down at the Kentucky Theater for their midnight movie is going to be Halloween, the 1978 movie starring Jamie Lee Curtis and that creepy theme music. But also we have some more music going on. At Al's Bar on Friday is the Harvest Moon Block Party. It's from the Moonshiners Ball, and there's just a night of live music from bands including the Ragbirds, Blind Corn Liquor Pickers, Trucker Hat Coalition, just a huge list. And their tickets are $15, starts at 7 p.m., nice and early, because there's going to be a lot of bands playing.
I know, Trucker Hat Coalition is my current favorite band name going. And this is one of many, many music events coming up this weekend. It is just a crazy concert calendar. We've got Peter Frampton at the Opera House this weekend. We've got Manhattan Transfer with Take Six down at the Norton Center for the Arts. Over in Frankfurt, we've got Joan Osborne. And then at Christ Church Cathedral, we've got Ben Solee, well-known local cellist, or Lexington-born and raised cellist, and Jordan Ellis from Frankfurt teaming up for an album release show at Christ Church Cathedral. So just a lot of music and a lot of things going on this weekend. Get out there and enjoy the cooler weather.
Rich Copley and Harriet Hendren cover arts and culture for the Lexington Herald Leader and LexGo.com. You can also find listings of arts and cultural activities at the events calendar link at WEKU.FM and post an event if you have one that you would like to share with others when you visit the events calendar at WEKU.FM.